The Christmas edition of Rosie on the House. Good morning. Thank you for being here. We're here taking calls on home improvement and home remodeling, as well as just sharing some heartfelt sentiments for the holiday season. We've got Jerry on hold right now. Let's go ahead and bring him into the conversation, Mike, and see how we can help him around his house, home, castle, or cabin this holiday season. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
What are you thinking about getting done here?
Well, this is kind of an odd maneuver, and I don't know if it's legal. So that's why I'm kind of asking.
Okay.
I have a friend who is pretty good with solar stuff.
Okay.
He has solar on his house, but he did lease the whole thing.
Okay.
But he's told me that there's kind of like a loophole, that if you can put solar on your house and not permanently anchor to your roof, that you can then run, like, say, your air conditioner or your pool pump off of it without going into the grid.
That's his thinking face.
I'm stumped. Whether it's mounted permanently to your roof or not doesn't make any difference at all.
Well, it has something to do with being considered a fixture to the house that you would have to kind of like sell with it. It's kind of like if you're going to build a gazebo in your backyard, some HOAs say that if it goes into the ground, you have to get a permit.
Yeah.
He's saying that if you just put like sandbags or something on it to keep it from, you know, just blowing away on a big wind, that you don't have to go through the grid. And that one's really got me perplexed, and I don't even know where to go with a question like that.
I'll tell you where to go. go take it to one of the two Rosie certified solar contractors. Where are you in the valley, Jerry?
Sun City.
Yeah, okay. Call the folks at Harmon Solar. 623-879-0010, Harmon Solar. They're out on West Deer Valley Road. They can give it to you straight. I really believe your neighbor's confusing something, but I'm not real privy of all the clauses and contingencies of a leased program and how that may or may not impact permanently mounting it or...
And I would think with that expensive equipment, you'd want it on there pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, you would. Okay. Sorry I couldn't be more help, Jerry, but give the good people at Harmon Solar a call, and they can answer any question you've got as it regards to solar and leasing and what you can or can't do with it.
I wanted to go back to the charity for just a few minutes. We were just talking. We had that wonderful interview with St. Vincent de Paul. And it can be kind of mind-boggling because they do raise so much money and they have so many services and so much going on. It's easy not to see the faces of St. Vincent de Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But one way to see that is just to go down and volunteer for a meal to help serve that meal. It's just amazing, the people, working families that are in there. And their children can go to the back of the room. They've got this kind of magical area set up. They can get tutoring for their schoolwork. It's just a great place to spend dinner for them. But... they help all kinds of people. I have three quick little stories here. One is Megan, and she was had a terrible alcohol addiction, and she really struggled financially. So she would go there and get food. In the beginning, she just slept on a cardboard piece of cardboard outside of St. Vincent and just go in for lunch and dinner. Eventually, she got off the alcohol and stuff, and it's turned around so much for her that now she helps serve at St. Vincent. And her family does one of the adoptive families at Christmas. You can adopt a family and get them what they would like for Christmas.
Serving is a great way to beat a lot of addictions.
It is. And then Chris is the head chef. He got here in 2002 with his family. He had a hard time finding a job because he was overqualified. And so St. Vincent helped him out with the food pantry. And now he's the head chef down there. So it turned around for him completely. You know, they were able to help him, and now he helps feed all those people that come. So they have many, many personal stories. But I just wanted to say, too, when you're giving, you just need to be careful. If you have somebody you want to check out, go to charitynavigator.org. And there's also a government site, azag.gov, and you can check on there and kind of see how they're rated. St. Vincent de Paul, of course, is like sky high, 95.5% on accountability. And a financial responsibility. They're just very, very good at what they do. So make sure that if you're going to give the money, you're giving it to somebody who's really going to do, it's going to the services and not the people actually raising the money.
We've seen the quote-unquote charities over this past year in particular that had such a high overhead burden. They were paying the people, the directors of the charity, so much that, like, you know, less than 50 cents on a dollar was actually getting to those that it was being given to benefit. So be careful for that. St. Vincent de Paul is certainly one of the very safer places you could give. And stay tuned. We've got Jan D'Autry coming up.
Can't wait.
Go to rosieonthehouse.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter to receive the Garden Tip of the Week, special offers, and discounts.